Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. My name is Jordan. I'm a tech. I have an order number here for you.
Okay, you sound like with Jordan?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's see here. And I thank you for your patience.
No worries.
And I'm ready for that order number whenever you have it available.
It is 077 C as in cat 3. B as in dog, A as in apple.
Okay, let's see here. And this order is for Douglas Eldridge at 4345 East 16th Avenue, Denver, Colorado, 80220. And how can I assist you with this order today, Jordan?
So when we got to the customer's house, it wasn't a full install. Just the unit there wasn't getting any water. And when I told him we could set up a return exchange, he had told me that he already has one on the way. So I'm just kind of wondering what to do.
Okay. And I thank you for your patience.
No worries.
Okay, and it would probably be good if I were to take a look in the system to see if the customer actually has any other orders set up for this return exchange that he thinks or that he says he has set up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that really quickly.
All righty, no worries.
And I thank you for your patience.
No worries.
and the system is still searching for any other orders for the customer?
I'm sorry, you said what?
The system is searching for any other orders for the customer.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a bunch. But there were three orders created after this order, one of which was something to be done in January, return exchange. There's another order for a dishwasher for January 31st. I don't know what happened with that. Oh, I see the return exchange scheduled for March 3rd.
Yep, that's what he was saying.
Okay, good deal. That way I was able to confirm that, yes, the customer does have that return exchange set up. So I'm going to go ahead and reach out to the customer and to the DOD, and I'll be back with you as quickly as possible.
All righty, thank you.
You're welcome. Let's see here.